Hello, everybody. This is episode 57 of Noise Cancelling, the podcast where we try to be accessibly entertaining about technology. I know it's episode 57 because I've had to look at the running order three different ways, so I've remembered the number for the first time in about 57 episodes. I'm Gareth Beavis, Global Editor-in-Chief of Tech Radar. As you can tell, I don't prepare these intros very well, but who else do I have with me who hopefully are better prepared?
Hey, I'm Sherielle Smith, Editor-in-Chief of Laptop Mag.
I'm James Peckham, Phones Editor for Tech Radar.
I'm Chris Barraclough, a YouTube guy thing.
All right.
You've been on this before, Chris. And I still
can't do a decent intro. I apologize. I really should prepare at some point.
No, you just still don't know who you are.
I really don't. I'm genuinely confused after this week, especially. God damn it.
Yeah, it's been a difficult week. We've all read about Goldman Sachs, and it's been hard for all of us. That was just the last news story that I read. Right, so let's get straight in with the big question, which is a chance for us just to, you know, get the readers softly launched into what's happening with tech this week. And one of the interesting stories this week was Tinder. It's going to allow users to gift Lyft rides to their dates. You wouldn't gift the rider, you know, like just find someone and say, you now own this person in this taxi. You can gift Lyft rides to your dates. So with that in mind, let's do some more fusion work here. Which app would you like to have a gifting feature? And what would you like to gift? Chris, I'm going straight to you because you were drinking water, so I want to put you on the spot.
Thank you. All right. So for this one, I'd probably go for any sort of health tracking app where you can basically friend your mates and sort of compete against each other to get the best health score of the week. And I'd like the ability to send them basically chicken nuggets, deep fried goodies, burgers, anything to just erase all that good stuff they've been doing and make myself feel tons better, especially if they're one of these people who gets up at 6 a.m. to go for like a 2 mile run or whatever. 2 miles isn't far, actually, is that? 2 hour run, there you go. While I'm, you know, struggling to stagger out of bed still.
Yeah, but the joke's on you, because at 6 a.m. you don't want to eat chicken nuggets.
That's just true. I'll wait till later in the day and then I'll pounce, you see.
True. Okay. All right, that's a very, very, very strong answer. I'm going to make Pexy follow it up.
Yeah.
Because
I want my banking app to have a gifting feature within it, and I want to find out whatever app billionaires use, and I want Jeff Bezos to start just randomly gifting money to absolute strangers. I want it to be a complete like chat roulette style, complete random idea, and it just go to anyone. Sort of like in, if anyone's seen Justice League, there's a scene in Zack Snyder's Justice League where a similar thing happens, where someone just gets a ton of money. I want that to happen, and I want billionaires to get involved.
The whole Jeff Bezos thing is more of a thorny issue, really, because it's a whole, like, you know, during the pandemic, how much money Amazon made and how much that made could be put back into the employees and how much they'd all have in...
No, what it sent to random people's bank accounts and people to be worried about where that money came from and if it's something to do with the mob or something.
Yeah. That's why I was just like not giving any context to it. You don't know it's from Jeff Bezos. He's just there just messing with people. Because like in a PR way, if he does that, that's a problem. But if he's just doing it for shits and giggles, that's brilliant.
Just changes someone's life for shits and giggles.
He can do it anyway. He's rich enough just to get a list of bank accounts, probably. I don't know if just money will solve that, but I'm assuming money gets you everything. So yeah, okay. A different take. Cherie, how about you?
I was torn, but I'm going to go with Snapchat. I would either want to gift a take back a snap free a card every now and then, like for a regrettable snap that you might have sent while you were drunk, or a bottle of your favorite alcohol to lower your inhibitions so you can have reason to use said card.
Okay, yeah, I get it. I mean, is it going to be contextualized? Is there going to be any kind of reference who it is, or just like just getting people drunk randomly?
I mean, getting people drunk randomly.
Cool. Yeah, okay, fine. I mean, literally every part of that makes sense. I don't even want to say mine because it's so shit. I was looking on my phone. I was like, what app do I use the most? And genuinely at the moment, it's the analytics app for our website.
Ooh.
And I was thinking,
nerd!
I just...
Nerd!
Yeah, I'm sorry for caring about your futures. But the... and what I was going to say is, you know, we have a really lovely network of different sites in future. You know, the company has got lots of different titles under its hood now. And I know a lot of the editors in chief really well. And we all have different things we're trying to achieve, different targets. Some days are strong, some days aren't. And I wish I could gift some traffic across sometimes.
Aww.
To be like, oh, I've got loads. And like, I know that person is, you know, got a target they want to meet because they've had a different thing going on. And you're like, okay, have some of ours. And while you technically could do that by doing redirects and stuff, I don't think that would go down very well. And as I'm saying it, I'm just like, that's the most boring answer in the world. And I hate myself.
You're like Santa, but for web traffic.
Oh, that was so sweet.
Yeah, what a shit thing to do.
I'm angry.
Yeah, but if it had been anything else, it would be great. It's just like so specific. And also, I've got to stop looking at the app. That'd be good. Right, I think definitely Chris takes the win there. I mean, that's a genius answer. Just like messing with people. I was thinking it would be equally, I was saying it would be funny, it'd be horrible if there was some sort of monogamy app where the app was supposed to just reward people who are just in stable relationships and you just send them sexy people all the time and try and see what happens. I'm like, that would just be horrible. And there's no such app as one that just tracks you not having multiple partners. So let's leave that one there. Chris, new thing that you wouldn't have had since the last time you were here, it's the Gadget Hall of Fame. Which is simply put, where you either tell us your first ever gadget or your best ever gadget and chuck it in there. I know you're a listener, which is very lovely, and you have mentioned on Twitter about certain things you've enjoyed, so you'll be up to speed with this, which is great. But what are you bringing in and why, and should we throw it in the bin with Swider's headphones?
Okay, well, the problem is I've been overthinking this because I went down the route of trying to think of something that I genuinely love from my past. And one of the ones was actually something that you mentioned on a recent podcast, the Arcos AV500 multimedia players.
Which 504, big one.
Yeah, back in 2005, I had one of those. And this was obviously pre-smartphone. You could download an HD movie from your, you know, film distribution service of your choosing, stick on this thing, watch it wherever you go. And that saved many a delayed train journey to and from Norwich, which is where my girlfriend at the time used to live.
We didn't save the journey, did it? It just made it more bearable.
It made it more bearable, I guess, yeah.
It didn't transport you onto a faster train.
It did not, no. That would have definitely been gadget of the century, an actual teleportation device. But it meant I could watch, you know, Scooby-Doo in HD.
You could argue, though, that your phone now with like live train times and stuff is kind of that. Like, I've been on, when there was power failure, it's been like madcap dashes around the UK trying to get somewhere and going like, well, the one leaves in Birmingham in like 7 minutes and this is going to take 5 minutes to get there, can we do it? And then you get there and you go across and it's like, so you are sort of doing that. But yeah, this makes far more sense. I completely cut you off for a really shit story, apologies, carry on.
That's all right. So that was my sort of sensible option, but then I understand that's kind of not really going with the pathos of this segment, where generally it's like musical shoelaces or something a bit random.
You and me both, I would absolutely bring in the Arcos for mine. So that, you know, if you want to do that,
if I can bring in two, because I did come up with a different answer, which is Mr. T in my pocket, which is saved many a dull evening.
A dull train journey.
Exactly, yeah. Almost as entertaining as those Arcoses. It's essentially just a keyring with six little buttons. You just press a button. And it just comes out with one of Mr. T's little slices of advice for
don't give me no back talk, sucker,
for how to live your life. So
I love it.
My 5-year-old daughter gets hands on this all the time, and she just goes around saying,
"Quit your jibber jabber!
Don't
make me mad."
Does she understand the premise of jibber jabber?
I don't think she understands what jibber jabber is, but because it's sort of a silly word, she loves that, and she just loves telling us to
don't give me no back talk, sucker.
And all that good stuff. So if it could have two, brilliant. Otherwise, it's just Mr. T in your pocket. Thanks.
That makes me want to watch the Mr. T Treat Your Mother Right video so bad.
Absolute classic.
I shouldn't throw somebody I know under the bus. I'm not going to tell you who, but it was a brilliant message in a WhatsApp message today. They said, "Oh, love it when a plan comes into fruition." And I was just like, "Are you?" I was like, I couldn't work out if they were just completely didn't know anything about the A team, or did know something about it and just forgotten that it is subliminally sort of implanted that whole "I love it when a plan comes together." And I was just like, did you do that? Was that on purpose? Was that not? It was a love it when a plan comes to fruition.
You said she.
Narrowing the search.
Here we can work this out, guys.
It's my mum. There we go. It's not, because she listens to this podcast sometimes. Come here. Okay, I mean, Cherie, Which one would you prefer? I think the answer's clear, right?
Treat your mother right. Your mother. I'm watching this immediately after this podcast. Oh my God, I used to love that video so, so much. It's the best.
Yeah, everyone needs a little Mr. T in their life,
treat
definitely.
Treat your right. Treat your mother right. Yep, it's happening.
I thought you were telling me that I was being mean to my mum. Right, let's move on to the next section of this. It's your standard news. And this week, it's been all about the OnePlus 9. Look at me with the French. OnePlus 9, OnePlus 9 Pro, OnePlus Watch. These are all out. And Chris, you've tried all three. Is that right?
Not the watch, just the 9 and the 9 Pro. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No one's tried the watch. I knew that far. I've done my research. So, Pexy, also, you've been looking at these phones. So, which one is best and why? And, Chris, I hope you disagree completely.
Yeah. Which one is best? It's the Pro. The Pro is best. The Pro is also a lot more expensive. And the Pro is now similar sort of price to most flagship phones. There's no longer the flagship killer as much this time. It's still a tiny bit cheaper, but still very, very expensive. Around the £850 mark in the UK and nearer to the $1,000 mark in the US. So I've been reviewing the OnePlus 9 Pro for the last week and a bit. Absolutely fantastic phone in pretty much every way. I was in my review, I gave it 4.5 stars and said that this is the first time it feels like you can recommend a OnePlus device without any of the major caveats that you used to have around it. They have improved the camera. That's been their main focus. OnePlus's main thing they've been focusing on this time. They've got the new relationship with Hasselblad and a new sensor made in collaboration with Sony. But it's still not the absolute best camera phone on the market. It's up there now. It can now compete with the iPhones. It can compete with Samsung. It can compete with the Huawei's that we also recommend as good camera phones as well. Much more natural color calibration within the images. Some impressive distortion elements within the ultra-wide camera. Telephoto's kind of fine. Still good enough for what most people will probably need. But yeah, the OnePlus 9 Pro is the one to watch if money is no object, essentially, and you're interested in OnePlus phones. But yeah, the camera is the main focus here. I assume Chris agrees with everything in that, but we're about to find out.
not entirely. I've got to admit, I'm struggling to get excited about OnePlus smartphones anymore. And it didn't help that Poco did its big launch the day before the OnePlus 9 Series One. So you've got the likes of the Poco F3, which is a £329 handset, which has an AMOLED screen. It's got a Snapdragon 870 chipset, which is not much of a step down at all from the 888. So you can do all your gaming on Genshin Impact on maximum res and all that stuff if you want to. The camera's absolutely fine, and it basically does everything you need it to, and it's like less than half the price of these OnePlus handsets.
Quite a bit as well, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And the OnePlus 9s, I don't know what it is about them, but they just felt like an incremental upgrade at best over the previous ones. I'm still struggling a bit with the camera tech. I agree with the ultra-wide angle snapper. That is fantastic. We've got some really nice portrait shots and sort of funky bokeh-style affairs with that one. But yeah, the primary one, I was still struggling a little bit with saturation issues and also the phones were just a little bit buggy in places as well, I found. Palm intrusion was bad, as some of the display tech as well. I don't know if you tried the anti-smoothen feature. Not anti-smoothen, the smoothen feature on the OnePlus 9 Pro, which just kind of gives you that sort of hyper-realistic sort of 90 to 120 frames per second effect. I found whenever I activated that, for instance, then the entire screen would just go unresponsive and I'd really struggle to skip forward or back or even like get out of the video I was watching on the likes of Netflix. So I think this, like most OnePlus smartphones, there's a little bit of tweaking, some updates only probably needed. So I'll probably go back into it a bit and then be like, oh, okay, no, actually, I'm enjoying this a bit more. Hopefully some of the camera stuff will be corrected. But yeah, no, I just find it a struggle to recommend these phones when you've got the likes of the Poco F3s and these really just crazy cheap Chinese rivals that offer a lot more for a lot less.
Yeah, the problem there is that for our audience, they're not available in the US, annoyingly.
Yes,
they are UK only in terms of the markets that Techradar covers. So yeah, but they are really exciting, those Pocos, and we rated the X3 NFC our best cheap phone for a while. So really, really excited to see what those next ones are like and properly dig into them a little bit more.
Yeah, really good. The X3 Pro is basically the NFC with beefed up performance. So yeah. That's a good one for £200. Like it'll do everything that most people need it to do.
Mm.
So yeah, and then yeah, so many other phones this week as well.
Yeah.
My head is a jumble of specs.
I feel like it's interesting you said that OnePlus came as sort of that flagship killer, and now it's just a nondescript flagship maker again. You know, yep. The phrase, just another iterative update. You know, they're good phones, they're fine, they do their stuff, but, you know, in terms of sales, they're not in the top 10 sellers in the worldwide. You know, they don't have that large scale, you know, cheap, you know, like Samsung, Xiaomi all have, you know, these very cheap end phones that just do the volume and therefore they've got the sales, and at the premium segment, which is a very difficult one to crack into. While OnePlus does have that kind of cachet there and you wonder how long it can last doing that, it still manages it to keep going somehow. But you don't look forward to OnePlus launch in the same way that we used to. And it just feels like, how is this brand continuing to impress? And it doesn't sound like these phones have done that.
Yeah, especially it doesn't help that OnePlus basically announce everything about the phone about 2 weeks before the phone bloody launches. They're about as good at keeping secrets as my 5-year-old daughter.
I wrote TechRadar's live blog yesterday for the OnePlus launch, and pretty much every single sentence ended with, "Well, we already knew this. We already knew this.
Yeah. Are there any surprises coming? Nope."
When we do the amount of times that we've all done this, where we've had an embargo phone under embargo, and we know, and we know everything about it, and we're doing a live blog, and they're doing the tease bit by bit, and you're like, oh look, it's got a 4.6-inch screen, and oh wow, the cameras are new, and you're like,
oh my god, and then,
or even worse than that actually is when they're doing the unveiling, and we're writing the live blog, and at the start of it, they've lifted the embargo, so everything about this phone is already on our website, and you're like. And oh, it's got cameras, which we've told you about. Oh, it's got this, and we've told you about that as well. And I'm like, just go and read that. Like,
yeah, here's the review. You know, boom.
Yeah, done. Exactly. Like, so you end up just sort of live blogging the pizzazz or lack thereof of these things, or waiting for someone to say something sexist, maybe, or you know, just looking through. You know, which has happened in the past, unfortunately. You know, you're not waiting for that, of course. You don't want that to happen, but it's that kind of like the more. You know, the things that stand out that just from what they're saying rather than anything else. And ultimately, I've started talking about the Steve Needup shoes, Nokia CEO before, because they were really funky green. And that was the best thing I could speak about at that point. Also, someone else in the crowd next to me had just broken an embargo on another phone, and it was really distracting. So watching them just melt down at the same time. Anyway, we're moving straight past. Very quickly, do we care about the watch?
Yeah, I mean, the best thing about the watch is that it seems to go with a proprietary OS, right, rather than Wear OS, which is good because it looks very similar to the Oppo Watch in many ways. And the worst thing about that Oppo Watch was the fact that the Wear OS integration was just terrible. It was dog doo doo. So hopefully this will be a nice user experience.
And it doesn't look like it's going to be too much money either. It's $159 in the US. I know that's not the absolute cheap end of the market, but it's also not the $300 sort of element of a Samsung watch.
So you might say that, you know, the OnePlus really worked itself as a community. It really, at the beginning, it was all about people in the know. You knew about it, you had it, it was that community, and they had their own little sort of clubhouse almost. So speaking of which, Cherie, what is Clubhouse, and is it coming to Android?
The answer is Clubhouse is coming to Android, quote unquote, in a couple of months, according to the co-founders. Now, what is Clubhouse? Clubhouse is basically a upgraded version of those party lines that we had back in the 80s and 90s, like looking for a friend. Call 1-800 looking for a friend. It kind of is. So basically what it is.
That's not what my perception of it is. I haven't used it, but I didn't think it was a sex one.
Well, it's not. I mean, it can be, because there are a few risque clubs on Clubhouse. So if you are so inclined and you want to get into a little blue language, then yeah, it's there. But in a nutshell, what Clubhouse is, it's currently an iOS exclusive app that allows you to join different quote unquote clubs that people create, and it's an audio only service. It does not record. So if you say something scandalous, there is theoretically no proof of it afterwards, even though people have been finding ways to post some unsavory Clubhouse chatter But Swider and I have actually been running a room for a couple of weeks talking about consumer new
blue stuff.
No, not talking about blue stuff. Not yet. That's for Clubhouse After Dark. Talking about consumer electronic news one day and then the other, talking about how to break into the industry or how to pitch right or how to maintain vendor relationships and create them. So it's whatever you want it to be. It starts out as you just make a room. You can make it closed. You can make it open. People can jump in. You can schedule it. People come in, listen to what you have to say. You can have them interact and really develop cool organic conversations on the app. And after three such meets, you can make your own club. And that's where the social gambit is, because right now, since it is very much invite only, so right now I still have a few invites to Clubhouse. Now is the time to get in before they let the rest of us in, because I actually am an Android user. I just happen to have an iPhone. And get your social clout going. A lot of celebrities have been just jumping into random clubs willy-nilly. One of my friends had a Clubhouse, and Farrah from Destiny's Child jumped in there, and we had a lovely conversation about deep ocean fishing. It was wild. And we also talked about music. But like, that's how random Clubhouse can be, and that's what makes it so appealing.
This sounds just like chat roulette when it first started, where it was like you just connect to people, you have random conversations. Oh look, I talked to a member of Destiny's Child about deep ocean fishing, and then it's 10 months later it's just dick pics somehow. just the way chat roulette was absolutely ruined by people just taking their clothes off.
I mean, randomly. Well, since this is audio only, the worst that you're going to get, there have been so Lakeith Stanfield came into somebody's room, and I guess the topic was why don't men moan during the act, and started moaning. So yeah,
relevant to the interests, so that's fine. Okay, I think we've fully got an understanding of it, and I'm glad it's coming to Android so that we can hasten this march towards blue content, which is what we all want. Final piece of news that's talked this week, and I'm excited about this because we know Gareth is on the VR train, but just it's still stopped outside a station. The PSVR new controllers for the PSVR 2, they look pretty cool. Chris, have you seen these?
I have, yeah. And they do look a step in the right direction, because whenever I'm doing VR, I've got a very small house, so I'm inevitably punching walls and sometimes family members as well. So anything that can protect your knuckles while you're...
Not on purpose, just to be clear.
Not on purpose, no.
Yeah, definitely. Exactly, 100%
by accident, yeah. An accident, yeah. So anything can protect your hands while you're doing a bit of all that, that would be good.
Chris was airboxing there. A bit of all that is a very difficult audio feature for lots of people.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think these, you know, they look a lot more like the Oculus Quest smaller triggers. That, you know, the old ones are basically just like the light ones. You just wobbled around in front of a camera. It wasn't good. These are like actual sort of cameras, like almost like sort of bracelets. I don't know, that go sort of like...
They're like orbs.
That go around your hand with little...
Yeah, they fully envelop
orbs,
your
there
hands.
There you are,
yeah.
That's the one. And there's joysticks and buttons and everything. And they, yeah, that's, to me, that's what VR should be. So... So, Cherie, any thoughts on the Sony PSVR 2 controllers, whether they're a step in the right direction?
Yeah, they're definitely a step up from the Move controllers, which, I mean, RIP Move controllers, finally gone. these look better in tune to pick up your finger movements and wrist movements. It looks like there's going to be more precision on these controls, and they look pretty funky fresh. To cook the kids. So if the controllers are looking like that, I'm really looking forward to seeing what the actual headset is going to look like, because that's hopefully pointing to that it's going to look more like an Oculus Quest and have less wires and have less attaching doodads to make it work.
Yeah, it is hard to go back to the PSVR after using the Oculus Quest and having that wire-free, sort of complete freedom, definitely.
Right, let's move on to the news blast. Cherie, you know the rules, but the listeners might not. 60 seconds to tell us as much as you can about as many stories as possible, and you cannot read from a script. Very simple rules. It's very exciting. Are you ready?
Let's do this thing!
Right, on your marks. Get set, go.
In the world of leaks, we found out that Call of Duty might be taking us back to World War II. The name? Call of Duty, World War II, Vanguard. All right. Everything's better with a screen, or so people seem to think. Apple HomePod is going to be the next one to come with a screen, supposedly to come after the Amazon Echo Show. So, Amazfit, I don't know who this company is. Apparently, they make fitness watches. Their latest watch is going to be called T-Rex, which is funny because T-Rex have small, small arms. But whatever, it's supposed to be rugged. Crash Bandicoot is coming to mobile. While it will be an endless runner, it will not be an endless runner because it will have bosses, it will have seasons, and it will have base building. Steam Link, oh my god, guess who's coming to Mac? Steam Link. So finally, even though I didn't even know you could really game on a Mac like that, but apparently so it's coming to Mac, and that we're all happy.
Done.
Yeah, we're about average.
The classic Cherie 5.
Strong and stable.
But you know when Cherie does a story, you will understand every element of that story, and that's the...
Yeah.
It's more useful, I think.
T-Rex have got short arms. I mean, many fans of the show would say that Gareth gives the most.
When I looked at the story, I'm like, why would you name it T-Rex? They have itty-bitty arms.
Because they're hard. They're the hardest dinosaur.
Yeah, no.
That's an unpopular opinion, I feel.
Allosaurus, he was pretty tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Stegosaurus is pretty hard. Ultimately, I wouldn't fight many dinosaurs, if I'm really honest. Straight up. Apart from those even the little ones, they're really cute. We could just kick them, and I feel really awful about it. Anyway, let's bundle straight into another unpopular opinion, other than which dinosaur could you kill with your hands. Cherie, let's sing us in.
Unpopular opinion, let your hate unfurl. It seems it's been so long since I've been able to be a curmudgeon. Unpopular opinion.
And Chris, follow it up.
Pig suck!
Yeah, I loved it last time. I love it this time just as much. This week's Unpopular Opinion talks around double folding, or in specifically Samsung's possible double folding phone. But Cherie, oh my God, you've got some thoughts.
I mean, we just got one fold. Now you're trying to turn phones into origami. I don't think it's... I'm just not a fan. I've got to see it in action. I think the first version of this is going to suck immensely. All I can see when I see this headline is repairability issues. I just yearn for iFixit to get its hands on one of these phones and just break it or open it up or whatever iFixit does. It's like, yeah, this phone is just... it's just cruising for a bruising. It, like, if you put it in your pocket, it's so dainty, it's just going to crack. Like, I just don't like, and where's the other fold going to be? Like, I need to see this phone in action. But just the thought of it, I just think about the repairability aspect of it, and I'm just not a fan.
Okay, Chris?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think folding phones are friggin' stupid. So yeah, more folds? Nah.
Now, I agree that, you know, there's more chance for this kind of thing to break, but this is we need this innovation to happen. We need things to flip out and fold out and roll out and do like cool stuff. So eventually we get that thing where it's just one tiny little cube that folds out into a TV. These are the things we need to do to get to that world where you can just, like you said, you're on your train, Chris, you know, or, you know, Chris Jr. going to Norwich to meet their space girlfriend. And yeah. they're bored, and they've only got their little TV nugget to play with.
Oh, no, like, I've got my Mr. T.
I'm pretty good boy.
I'm fine.
That's a family heirloom you're going to pass down and down.
You know, until the battery dies, and then we discover that battery doesn't exist anymore, and then I'm fine, basically.
They'd better like dump it in hydrogen or something. So I feel like that would work. Okay, I mean, that was a swift, but I feel fair, unpopular opinion. Unless, Pexy, you've got any other thoughts?
No, I'm with Cherie.
Wow, everyone's just like, yeah, this idea sucks. Well done, Samsung.
Because where is the other fold going to go? How far can you fold it? Like, Is it just going to be two
all the way around?
Is it going to be two vertical folds? Is it going to be a horizontal fold? Is it going to be a vertical and a horizontal? What is the use case? Is like the only thing I can see this being a use case for is if it's like what is a horizontal fold and you can fold it under to use as a kickstand to watch the rest of the screen. But other than that,
that's a waste.
Where else is this other fold going to go? Where's it going to go?
I mean, like kind of like wings. You know, you got like a little thin phone in the beetle, and then whoop whoop. Big tablet.
So, but when you're using it as a fold, where is one of the fold? Where are one or both of the folds? Like what? Like what's that?
Like a wallet. They're fold on top of each other. Like I don't know. Why I'm fighting this. I don't know. I'm just like I feel like I'm suddenly the only one defending foldable phones because I'm just believing them as a possibility.
Yeah, but I'm here to bring you over to the right side of the equation on this question. Like where is the fold going to go? What is the usefulness of the other parts that are just dangling there? Like
I don't know. It just I want it. I want four folds. I don't know where they're gonna go. I just want bigger phones.
Samsung's
that's
problem.
All it is.
Just, I like, too want bigger phones, but not this way. Not like this.
Yeah, fine. Well let's end it on that note where not like this is the tagline for the show. Chris, have you had fun?
Immensely. Immense amount of fun. Thanks, Hughes. I can't speak anymore. Sorry, it's been that kind of week.
Have you actually had fun? I feel like when you said that, you're like, oh, I should say yes out of politeness, but really, it's been awful.
No, I hate you, Gareth. Don't invite me on ever again, please.
Oh, I know you're joking, but it still hurts.
Don't make me mad!
How can people read or see or learn more about the world of Chris Barraclough?
Look, my world is not a place you want to learn about, believe me. But if you want to see more of me banging on about tech, you can go on YouTube and my channel is called Techspert.
Great. And how do you spell Techspert, just to be clear again?
So tech as in technology and spurt as in a big old spurt.
Oh.
Okay. James Peckham, how can people get in contact with you? Have you had a good day?
Are you talking to me? Yeah. I've had a great day. I'm at James RWP on Twitter, and you can read everything I write on TechRadar.
And Sherielle Smith, Miss Smith 11. How can people get in contact with you?
I'm sorry, I'm still stuck on Spurt. Like
literally stuck.
It's right up there. Like I did not know that was a trigger word for me. It's like right up there with moist. It's like I don't like it. Yep. I don't like it. But anyway,
it's almost like that's why he chose it.
Anyway, people can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Smith 11. That is M-I-S-S Smith 11. And as always, for all your laptop, tablets, I guess foldables, VR, gaming, apps, word processing, standing desk needs, of course, come to Laptop Mag. Stop by, sit down. Grab an article, hot cup of joe, and then laptop now, laptop on.
We record this in a multiple different ways, but we also have a group hangout, obviously, because we're all parts of the world in lockdown. And Cherie just went right off the peak meter on that. You could hear that. It was like, laptop.
The world ceased to exist for about 3 seconds.
Exactly. Or Cherie just destroyed the world with such passion for Laptop Mag. I'm about to say I'm Gareth L. Beavis. That's not true at all. I'm Gareth Beavis. And so you can find me tweeting on Super B very rarely, if I'm honest, at the moment. But much better to go on the Tech Radar Twitters, Tech Radar Instagrams, Tech Radar Facebooks. Just Tech Radar. Very easy. Lots of stuff on there. Often quite good is a quote that I hope someone one day says. Surprisingly average would be also amazing. But thank you for listening to the Noise Cancelling Podcast. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts because then that helps more people hear about us and we go up the charts. And really, I just want to be on one of them featured things one day just because we've got through something. So please leave a review. Just give us 5 stars, even if you've just got nothing else to do. That would be lovely. And thanks very much. And we will speak to your ears next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.